各位弟兄姐妹，新年平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters, during this New Year Day.
昨天晚上我们或者没有到 Copley Square 去守夜。
Perhaps not too many of us go to the Boston Commons area to have the New Year night.
但是我们很高兴在新年的第一天，我们可以一起在这里敬拜神。
But we're so glad that on the New Year's Day that we can come and worship the Lord together.
而且是和我们最亲爱的属灵亲人一起敬拜神。
In fact, it is to worship God with our dearest people.
在这个年岁转换的时刻，
In this turning of age,
常是我们回顾过去展望将来的时候，
It allows us to look back the past and also look forward to what is to come.
也许我们回顾过去一年，可以向诗篇的作者发出同样的宣告。
When we look to our past, we can perhaps like the psalmist said,
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，我们所走过的路径都滴下脂油。
You have crowned us with your grace, and in our path are filled with your grace.
当我们回顾过去一年，
When we look back our past year,
看我们教会的发展，
Look at the development of our church.
或者我们也可以像诗篇的作者有同样的祷告。
Perhaps we can pray the same way as the psalmist did.
当然我们回顾过去，
Of course, when we look back into our past,
或者发现我们有许多亏欠的地方，
Perhaps we discover some that we are in lacking.
但是我们知道在神的恩典中，
But we know in the grace of our Lord,
他允许我们有许多成长跟修正的机会。
He allows us opportunities to change and grow.
面对新的一年，
facing a new year,
当我们要继续向前奔跑的时候，
when we are to run forward,
我相信我们每一个人都有许多的展望。
We all know we have plans ahead.
对我们的事业、家庭跟生活有许多的计划。
Considering our work, our family, and so on.
我想我们的教会也是如此。
And regarding our church as well.
当我们在计划新的年度的时候，
When we plan for the new year,
我想有一个态度是很重要的。
We need to have a good attitude.
何等盼望我们新的一年不是要满合我们自己的心意。
And we have to work according not to our own heart.
乃是希望我们新的一年我们能够合神的心意。
But to work according to God's heart.
所以在新的年度里面，
So in this new year,
不管是教会或者是个人，
regardless of the church or individual,
我们在思考新的年度的方向的时候，
when we consider the new direction in the new year,
盼我们一起来寻求神，
may we seek the heart of God.
我们来向神说，你的心意要我们如何？
God, what do you want us to do?
我们应该朝着什么样的方向是讨你的喜悦的？
What direction should we go so that we can please you?
今天我们所读的这段经文，
In the scripture reading this morning,
我们看到这是保罗写给腓立比教会的引言。
This is what Paul told the Philippians.
在这段经文乃至于整本书当中，
In this passage as well as in this whole book,
讲到这个教会有许多地方是值得我们学习的。
He mentioned a number of things that we can learn from as a church.
腓立比教会是保罗在欧洲建立的第一个教会。
Philippian church is the first church that Paul built in Europe.
在保罗的描述中，这个教会有很多的表现让保罗感到喜乐。
There are a number of things that pleased Paul.
当然，保罗之所以感到喜乐，不是因为他们合保罗的心意。
Paul was pleased not because they did according to God, according to Paul's heart.
从保罗在整本腓立比书当中所表现的特质，
but from how Paul expressed in the book of Philippians,
那个特质是强烈的以基督耶稣为中心的这个特质。
And it's very clear that it is centered in Christ.
我们可以知道保罗感到喜乐。
We can see that Paul was pleased.
绝不单单是因为这个教会合他的心意。
Not because the church was pleasing to Paul himself.
而是因为这个教会合神的心意。
But was pleasing to God.
另一个值得我们注意的事情是
Another thing that we should pay attention to,
这个教会在当时不是一个规模很大的教会。
The Church of Philippians were not a big church.
比不上罗马，比不上哥林多。
Nothing compared with the Corinthian church nor the Roman church.
也不是一个经济很富裕的教会。
And they are not financially well established.
因此我们可以看到一个合神心意的教会。
So we can see a church that is after God's heart.
不是由它的外在的规模来决定。
It's not determined by its external factors.
而是看它所做的。
But according to what they do.
其中我们的信徒的品格和灵命。
The character of the Christians.
对神托付使命的回应。
How we respond to God's missions to us.
是由这些地方来看我们是不是合神的心意。
It is such measure that determines whether we are a church after God's heart.
当我们今天来看腓立比教会的时候
So when we look at the church in Philippians,
有几件事情是我觉得我们特别要提出来的。
So a few things that we should learn.
首先我们看到腓立比教会是一个同心兴旺福音的教会。
First of all, this is a church that are united to spread the gospel.
经文里面说到保罗提到从头一天直到如今。
Paul said from the very first day until now.
你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
You all together have partnership in the gospel with me.
这个同心合意兴旺福音的行动显示了几个特质。
And this partnership, this unity,shows us the following.
这个行动是神所动的工。
It is a work that has started by God.
是来自神的感动。
From God's motivation.
是神自己把这个使命托付给他们。
God himself gave this mission to them.
是神的爱激励他们。
Because God's heart compels them.
是圣灵自己的感动。
Because the Holy Spirit moved in them.
第二个是这个行动是一个恒长的事工。
Secondly, this work is a constant and consistent work.
经文提到他们是头一天直到如今。
From the very first day until now.
头一天是保罗在到腓立比建立教会的时候。
From the first day when Paul established the church.
从他们开始建立那个祷告的据点开始。
From they start to a place of prayer.
他们从那个时候和保罗一起兴旺福音。
They work with Paul together to further this gospel.
到后来保罗离开。
And then when after Paul left,
他们不但在本地区继续兴旺福音,
they continue to further the gospel in Philippi.
也透过祷告和金钱的支持继续对保罗的工作关怀。
And then through prayer and financial support, they further God's kingdom by supporting Paul.
因此他们的行动是恒长而持续的。
So their action are continuous.
不是只有几分钟的热度的。
Not just a few minutes.
第三个，他们兴旺福音是同心合意的。
Thirdly, they join together, united together in their hearts.
这里的意思是指他们和保罗同心同工。
That means they are united, have a partnership with Paul together.
也是指他们整个教会一起同心同工。
And the whole church together are united.
其实我们看到他们兴旺福音的具体表现。
We look at how they further this gospel.
如果我们看到这段圣经的叙述。
We look at how this passage describes it.
我们可以看到现在我们很多教会所做的工作。
Many of our church work today.
他们当时已经在做了。
They have already started doing.
至少我们看到包括两个部分。
At least encompasses two areas.
第一个是在近处的福音事工。
Firstly is the gospel in the vicinity.
这方面表现在他们对周围在他们周围的福音工作。
It shows that they care for the gospels reaching out to their vicinity.
当教会刚刚建立的时候
When the church was established,
是保罗带着他们一起做。
Paul led them to do this ministry.
当保罗离开以后
After Paul left,
他们仍然继续传福音给他们周围的人。
They continue to do and further the gospel.
而且我们看到保罗还继续不断地提醒他们要这样做。
And Paul continued to remind them to continue to do so.
第二个部分是对远方的宣教施工。
Secondly, regarding world mission.
我们看到他们支持保罗。
They support Paul.
那这好像我们现在支持许多的宣教工 工作一样。
Just like we today support many missionaries.
第三个部分，我们看到兴旺事工的表现。
We look at, thirdly, we look at the manifestation of their ministry.
这个兴旺福音的结果是神必成全这工。
The end of it is that God will finish the work.
当保罗提到腓立比教会同心兴旺福音的时候
，When Paul talked about the Church of Philippi, they were united in furthering the gospel.
他也宣示一个信念，就是神必成全这工。
Paul mentioned and emphasized that God will complete this work.
神不会让他们所做的归于徒然。
God will not let His work go in vain.
这弟兄姐妹，这是我们服侍神的盼望。
And this is the hope that we have in God.
也是我们服侍神动力的来源。
And also it is the motivation behind our serving Him.
我们所做的都是出于神。
If what we do is according to God,
若是出发点是为了神的国度，而不是为了自己的雄心壮志。
If our goal is to magnify and glorify God and not ourselves,
我们所做的不会徒然。
It will not be in vain.
若是我们是和神同工，
If we work together with God,
即使现在遭遇多大的困难，
Even though we encounter much hardship,
仍然不会徒然。
Nothing will be in vain.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到腓立比教会的榜样的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see the example of the Church of Philippi,
我们来问我们自己，
Let us ask ourselves,
我们自己的教会是不是一个同心合意兴旺福音的教会呢？
What kind of a church are we?
从去年的许多的数据来看，应该是的。
If we look at numbers from last year, we may say,Yes.
在本地的福音事工上面，
In our local ministry,
我们看到我们每一年几次洗礼的人数都相当的多。
Every time we have baptism service, we have many people getting baptized.
我们的聚会人数不断的在增长。
Our congregation continue to grow.
我们三个部门不断的有许多的福音行动。
And in our various ministries, we continue to reach out.
在宣教事工上，
In missions,
我们对宣教工作的支持
，We support our missionaries.
我们现在有一些短宣队
，We also send out short-term missions.
我们有一些宣教士从本地出去
，We also send out missionaries in our midst.
而且将来可能有更多的人从我们当中出去
，And perhaps in the future there will be even more.
但是，正如保罗对腓立比教会的勉励。
Just like Paul mentioned about the Church of Philippi,
我们仍需要不断的自我提醒。
We need to continue to remind ourselves.
要同心合意的兴旺福音。
To be united to spread the gospel.
因为这个工作必须是持续的。
Because this needs to be continuous.
不能只满足于过去的历史。
We cannot just look back and be satisfied.
去年我们的宣教任训达到25万。
Last year we accomplished 250,000 of our mission pledge.
但是如果我们今年宣教的心智减弱。
If this year we reduce our heartful missions,
去年的成功不表示今年的成功。
Whatever success we had last year means nothing for us this year.
我在英国到一个教会去讲道的时候，
One time I went to a church in England.
那里的华人教会借用一个英国的local church.
The Chinese church there used a English church.
那个英国教会的会堂里。
In that sanctuary,
会堂里挂满了他们曾经差派出去的宣教士。
There were many pictures hanging there, saying that they sent out missionaries.
但是现在很多这样的教会再也差不出去了。
But now, what kind of missionaries are they sending out?
我们在苏格兰聚会的教会。
In the church we serve in Scotland.
教会领袖告诉我们。
The church leaders told us.
100年前这个教会有1000个人崇拜。
100 years ago, there were 1,000 people in the congregation.
然后几十年前，当那个教会搬到另外一个会堂的时候
，and then some 50 years ago or so, when they moved to another church,
也还有几百人。
There were still several hundred people.
现在有多少人呢
？And now,
20几个人崇拜。
20-some people in the worship.
很多人都是80-90岁的人。
Many of them are in their 80s and 90s.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不能只停留在过去的历史当中。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot dwell in the past.
我们要向前走。
We need to look forward.
我们不只能只停留在从前年到去年有多少增长。
We can't look at from the previous years to last year our growth.
而是今年如何。
But how we will do this year.
让我们在新的年度里面继续且持续的为兴旺福音而努力。
So let us continue to do the good work in this new year.
福音工作是一个整体战。
The work of the gospel is a teamwork.
是所有的弟兄姐妹要一起来的。
Everyone needs to be mobilized.
它不只是我们的一一布道的责任。
Not just for our EE ministry team.
不只是少数的牧长传道的责任。
Not just the pastors and ministers.
而是全教会每一个弟兄姐妹应该直接参与的。
But everyone needs to be mobilized.
因为这个使命是主托付给我们每一个人的。
Because this is a mission that God has given us.
此外，福音事工是一个总体战。
Gospel is a team ministry.
在不同的在教会的福音工作上，彼此配搭是很重要的。
We need to partnership with one another.
不同的事工跟管道应该彼此配合。
We need to complement each other in our ministry.
一一布道，教会慕道班。
EE ministry as well as the church seekers class.
团契的跟进工作。
Fellowship the continued support.
这些工作都应该彼此配合。
All these together need to be linked.
各自扮演好自己的角色。
We can't just do well in our area.
使我们的福音工作没有漏洞。
We need to complement each other so that there is no holes in our ministry.
而在这样的配搭当中，
And in such partnership,
我们每一个人应该找到属于我们自己的定位跟角色。
We need to find out what is our role in this whole ministry.
第二个，我们看到腓立比教会的表现。
Secondly, we look at the Church of Philippi did.
他们活出了丰满的爱心。
They live out the love of God.
腓立比教会的另外一个特质是爱。
Another characteristic of the Philippi Church is that they have love.
爱不应该只是腓立比教会的特质。
Love should not be the only characteristic, of the Philippi Church.
更是每一个基督徒的特质。
But should be the characteristic.Of every church.
因为这是主在离世前给我们的命令。
Because this is the commandment that God has given us.
在约翰福音十三章里面。
In John chapter 13,
保罗耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Jesus said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another.
耶稣基督自己活出了那个爱的榜样。
Jesus himself lived out that commandment.
所以有人说，爱是基督徒的标志。
Somebody said, love is the sign.The mark of a Christian.
如果我们在生活当中没有爱的表现，
If we do not have love in our living,
就不知道我们生活中还有哪些素质使我们可以称为基督徒。
What else can indicate that we are Christians?
当我们在读腓立比书的时候，
When we read the book of Philippians,
发现这个教会不单单是实践主的爱，
Not only they manifest the love of God,
做出爱的行动来，
They have actionsthrough love,
而是从他们当中满溢出主的爱来。
But also that they satisfy God's love.
你读腓立比书的时候，
When you read the book of Philippians,
你看到教会对他们创立者的关怀和支持。
You can see that the Christians were very grateful and loving to the founder of the church.
不但他们在金钱上支持保罗，
not only support Paul financially.
当保罗被关在罗马的时候，
when Paul was imprisoned,
他们把他们的牧师差出去服侍保罗。
They sent out their pastor to minister to Paul.
并没有说我们的牧师对教会很重要。
They didn't say that the pastor is most important to our church.
我们不能让他们离开我们。
We can't let him go.
而且看到当他们把他们的牧师差出去服侍保罗的时候，
And when they sent out their pastor to minister to Paul,
这个牧师以巴弗提生病了。
And then the pastor Ephratus, he was sick.
腓立比教会表达对他强烈的挂念跟关怀。
And then the church of Philippi expressed their concern and deep love for him.
而当以巴弗提听到信徒对他的生病感到挂念的时候，
And when Ephratus heard that they care for him,
他心里面感到极度的不安。
He was rather unsatisfying.
好像说我不应该生病，让你们操心挂念。
Perhaps he felt that I shouldn't be sick, that you thought so much of me.
真是感到抱歉。
And so he was deeply indebted.
我们可以从这些互动中体会到那种浓浓的爱。
And from that description, we can sense the love among them.
这些爱的气氛更表现在保罗对腓立比教会信徒的关怀。
It shows that how Paul cared for the Christians in Philippi.
我们读今天的经文，
When we read today's passage,
我每逢想到你们，
Every time I think about you,
因你们常在我心里，
Because you are always in my prayer.
每当我为你们祷告的时候，
Every time I pray for you,
只要你们怎么样，我的心就喜乐跟满足。
When I see that what, how you grow in the Lord, that I'm filled with joy.
充满了这种爱的气氛。
Filled with love.
这样的爱也表现在信徒之间彼此的相待。
And this love is also manifested among the Christians.
更表现在腓立比教会的社会关怀上。
And also shown in how they care for their community.
在哥林多后书那里。
In 2 Corinthians,
保罗向哥林多人称赞。
Paul praised the Corinthians,
说腓立比教会的信徒在奉献周济贫穷的事上是何等的尽心尽力。
The Philippians, how faithful they were in supporting the people.
这是表示在他们，这并不是表示在他们当中没有问题。
Not that they have no problem in the church.
他们也有不同心的时候。
They also have their problems.
他们也有纷争。
They also have disputes.
这甚至大到一个地步，保罗在四章的时候要指出这件事来。
To the extent that in the fourth chapter of Philippians, Paul pointed it out.
有人说四章二节的这个纷争。
Somebody said that the dispute in chapter 4 verse 2
是两个姐妹领袖的纷争。
It's between two women leaders.
也有人说这是一种抽象的表达。
It is an abstract description.
说这是指教会中犹太信徒跟外邦信徒的纷争。
Perhaps it's a representation of the dispute between Jewish leaders and Greek leaders.
因为文化背景的不同。
Because of the difference in their cultural background.
人的意见的不同。
Different viewpoints.
甚至余量情节。彼此竞争
such that they were fighting among themselves,
都会使我们不能够完全同心
so that they were not all in the same harmony.
因为我们是软弱的
we are weak.
可是当有问题产生的时候
but when a problem occurs,
当我们要来解决这些问题的时候
when we need to deal with the problem,
我们是不是能够以爱为基础来面对跟解决
can we deal with the problem with the foundation of love?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
爱是我们教会的气氛和标志吗
Is love the sign, the mark of our church?
当一个新朋友第一次来到我们崇拜中的时候
When a newcomer comes to our church,
他能感受到我们是一个有爱的教会吗
Will he or she sense that we are a church of love?
当他们留在教会当中更多参与崇拜和教会的时候
When they stay in the church and participate in worship,
能感受到弟兄姐妹真正的彼此相爱吗
Can they sense that brothers and sisters love one another sincerely?
我们像腓立比教会一样，人和人之间无论角色身份的不同，可以彼此真诚相待吗？
Like the Philippians, can we genuinely love one another?
我们开始了社会关怀的服事有一段时间了。
We launched our community ministry for a while.
这个工作真正受到我们弟兄姐妹的注意和重视吗？
Is this something that we all care and concern about?
这些是我们需要思考的。
These are things that we need to reflect.
此外，我们是一个规模很大、组织复杂的教会。
Even though we are a big church and with complex organization,
会有来自不同的背景。
We have people coming from different backgrounds.
在这当中要保守合一、免除纷争，不是一件容易的事情。
We need to maintain the unity, which is not an easy thing.
但是当我们面对这些人际的问题的时候
，But when we deal with interpersonal problems,
我们能够真诚的以爱相待吗
？Can we love one another?
保罗在四章二节里面提的
，In Philippians 4:2,
提到一种彼此珍惜的心。
Paul mentioned about this genuine love between brothers and sisters.
这是非常的重要的。
It is very important.
他说我们是一同劳苦，一同做工。
Paul said we labor together.
我们一同列名在生命册上。
And our names are listed on the book of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们也需要有这样的认识。
We need to have this kind of understanding.
和我们在同一个教会的弟兄姐妹。
When we live with one another in the church,
纵使我们对事情的观点不同，认识不同，
even though we may have different viewpoints,
甚至彼此不一定那么合得来，
perhaps we are not very compatible with each other,
我们仍然认定我们是属灵的亲人。
We still maintain that we are related to one another in spirit.
我们认定他是我的弟兄与姐妹。
He is my brother, she is my sister.
那是神用重价买赎回来的。
It is we are people redeemed by God with a great price.
是我们彼此扶持，一同领受圣餐的。
This is when we participate the Holy Communion together.
在这个基础上，彼此互信是很重要的。
On this very foundation that we grow.
当别人说一句话得罪我的时候，
When somebody say a word that offended us,
我宁可先相信他是无心的。
Let us begin by saying that perhaps he didn't do it intentionally.
而不是故意的伤害。
They were not doing it intentionally.
当别人不同意我的意见的时候，
When somebody disagrees with my viewpoint,
我宁可先想到他是对事不对人，而不是故意反对我。
Let us start thinking that perhaps he's dealing with the matter, not with me, the person.
当我们存着这种积极互信的态度的时候，
When we take such an optimistic and positive viewpoint,
我们可以减少不必要的误解和不轻易拉大我们的伤口。
We can eliminate much of the misunderstanding.
当我们真正有冲突的产生的时候，
When we have true conflict,
我们也需要学习彼此宽容，彼此饶恕。
We also need to learn how to forbear one another, how to forgive one another.
腓立比教会第三件值得我们学习的是，
The first thing that we can learn from the church of Philippi,
是他们追求全备而平衡的属灵成长。
They seek after balanced spiritual growth.
在保罗的表达当中，
In Paul's way of expression,
腓立比教会不是没有需要成长的空间的。
There is still much room to grow among the Christians in Philippi.
我们看到保罗表达得很有技巧。
But Paul expressed it very nicely.
他不是说你们有什么地方做得不对。
Paul didn't say, hey, such and such, you haven't done well.
他说我为你们祷告。
But Paul said, these areas I pray for you.
腓立比教会在哪些方面需要成长呢？
What are the areas of growth in the Philippian church?
保罗说他们的爱心需要在知识和见识上成长。
Paul said their love need to grow in knowledge.
腓立比教会很有爱心。
The church of Philippi has much love.
但是在爱心的动机上面，
But in the motivation of love,
他们曾经接待所谓律法派的旅行布道者。
They have received those itinerants who are heretic.
就是那些传除了耶稣的救恩以外，仍然应该遵守律法才能得救的人。
Those heresies, they insist that not only you need to believe in Jesus Christ, but you also need to maintain and observe the law.
他们很有爱心。
They were very loving.
但是因为没有知识和见识来防备和分辨。
But because without knowledge and discernment,
那样的异端的道理就传入了教会。
Heresy spread within the church.
带来负面的影响，使会友失去了喜乐。
It brought about negative impacts, and many have lost their joy.
从这里我们看见，
from this we can see,
一个教会在爱心、知识和见识上平衡而完备的成长是很重要的。
A church needs to have love, but a love in knowledge and discernment.
这样才能让一个教会和会友能够真正的长大而成熟。
So that the church and all its people can grow together.
知识是指客观真理或事实的认知。
Knowledge is about our objective understanding of the truth.
当然在腓立比书子里面是指对神的客观的认知。
And in Philippians, talk about the objective understanding of God.
这样的知识最根本的来源是这一本宝贵的圣经。
Now, this, the foundation of such knowledge is from the Bible.
因为这是神的启示。
Because this is a revelation of God.
是我们认识神的主要的来源。
That's how we come to know God.
也是我们行事最主要的根据。
It is also a norm for our living.
因此要在知识上成长，我们不能不看重读经的重要。
So if we need to grow in knowledge, we need to read God's word.
我们更要看重按着正义分解真理的道的需要。
We also need to dissect God's word according to his principles.
我们的教会叫做圣经教会。
Our church is called a Bible church.
看重神的话语应该是我们一直坚持的。
We emphasize the importance of the Bible.
见识指的是洞察力、辨别力。
Discernment is to understand and to see what is right and wrong.
或者可以说是运用知识的智慧。
And perhaps we can say that it is the wisdom of applying knowledge.
在面对我们生活和教会的事物的选择的时候，
When we face issues of our daily living as well as the church,
我们真需要从神来的见识帮助我们做判断、做选择。
We need to have discernment, wisdom from God so that we make the right choices.
没有明确地提到如何在见识上面增长。
Paul didn't tell us explicitly how we can grow in our discernment.
我想我们和神有密切的关系，贴近神的心肠是很重要的途径。
But perhaps when we draw close to God, we understand His heart.
因此我们需要提醒我们自己。
So we need to remind ourselves.
我们在繁忙的生活以外。
In our very busy living,
我们要常常退到有安静独处的地方。
We need to withdraw and retreat and go to a quiet place.
安静和独处对我们是非常重要的。
Quietness as well as solitude are very important for Christian growth.
这样使我们能够摸着神的心肠。
So that we can touch the heart of God.
有见识来做判断。
With discernment, we make decisions.
我们现在的社会基本上是一个使我们很忙碌的社会。
The community we are in forces us to move forward quickly.
我们忙于许多的时间表。
We are very tight with our timetable.
努力去吸收无数的资讯。
We continue to absorb much new knowledge.
其实有可能反而使我们的见识退化。
As if we are gaining new insights, but in fact we are losing our insights.
以至于我们的资讯越多。
The more information we have,
却越没有智慧去做最合适的判断。
The less discernment we have in making the right choice.
我们需要在现代的这样的社会生活里面。
We need to live in this modernity.
有智慧，有勇气，活出一个不同的生活方式。
We need to be brave enough to live a different life.
所以我们需要在爱心、知识和见识上平衡而完备的成长。
So in love, in knowledge, in discernment, we grow in balance.
透过圣经，在对神的认识上成长。
Through the Bible, we know God's heart.
以此为根据，使我们有智慧在各样的事上做最好的抉择和判断。
So that we have wisdom to make the right decisions.
当然，爱心是使我们产生行动的力量的来源。
And love become a motivation of our action.
当我们要做讨神喜悦的事情的时候，
When we do according to God's heart,
这三者是缺一不可的。
We cannot lack one of the three.
腓立比教会需要在知识和见识上成长。
The Philippians grow in love and knowledge and discernment.
在这三方面，我们教会需要成长的是什么？
And how about our church?
我们个人也需要问一问我们自己。
We need to ask ourselves.
我们在这三方面，哪方面是我们所欠缺的？
Which is an area that we need to work on.
是我们在新的一年需要努力的。
That's an area that we need to work hard in the new year.
我们应该如何来努力呢？
And how are we going to build up?
保罗提到一个全备的属灵成长。
Paul talk about a complete picture.
可以使我们活出一个不一样的生活。
So that we can live a different life.
这个生活可以使我们分别是非。
So help us to discern what is right and wrong.
可以使我们在各样的事上做最上好的选择。
So that we can make the right choices.
能够使我们诚实无过。
So that we can be blameless.
在各样的事上没有过失跟瑕疵。
So that we are without blemish.
因而我们能够活出仁义的果子来。
So that we can bear fruit of righteousness.
也就是活出神的美德和讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life that is pleasing to God.
最终使我们的主从我们的身上看，彰显他的荣耀。
Ultimately, we want God's glory be shown through us.
一个教会和一个基督徒存在的目的。
The purpose of Christian and a church
是为了彰显神的荣耀
is to manifest God's glory
使我们能够成为这个世代的明光
so that we can become the light of the world
我们要问我们自己
we should ask ourselves
在 Boston 人眼中
in the Bostonians
他们如何看我们的教会
how do they look at our church
在 Boston 华人的眼中
in the eyes of the Bostonian Chinese
他们如何看我们的教会
how do they look at our church
我们能够彰显出神的荣耀吗
can we manifest the glory of God
让我们在新的年度中
help us in this new year
靠神的恩典追求长进
by the grace of God that we can continue to grow
使神的荣耀在我们当中彰显
That God's glory be manifested in our midst.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Our beloved Lord Jesus Christ.
在新年度的开始。
In this beginning of New Year.
我们把我们个人和教会。
We commit ourselves individually as well as corporately.
再一次奉献在你的面前。
We offer ourselves to you.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
你是我们教会的主。
You are the Lord of the church.
愿我们所做的能够合你的心意。
May what we do be pleasing to you.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.